In this week's episode, we will be speaking to a special person, my father. I hope everyone tunes in to hear his remarkable journey during a face-to-face interview. I plan to explore his life, education, and career path. So tune in this week at My Inspiration to meet the man of the hour. Hello, my name is Emmanuel Gomez, and today we are here with my father, Frank Gomez. And we're glad to have you here today, Dad. How are you feeling today?
Doing great.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing good, Dad. So, do you mind if I ask you some questions about your past?
Sure.
Alright, well, let's get started real quick, okay?
Okay.
So, were you born in Houston, or were you born somewhere else?
I was born in Houston, Texas.
Okay, were you born in a hospital, or where were you born?
Yes, I was born in a hospital.
Okay, that's pretty cool, actually. You know, I was born in a hospital, too.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. Which hospital do you remember?
No, I'm not too sure. Do you remember?
It's okay. I don't remember either, so that's okay.
Well, maybe if I get my baby pillow, you'll remember.
Maybe. Yeah, because we did write it on there. Mom and I wrote it on there.
Yeah, we have it, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Did you have any pets while you were growing up?
I sure did. I used to have a pet duck. And I loved the duck. I don't remember his name, but your grandma bought me that. My mom bought me a pet duck, and it was an amazing animal.
So what happened to the duck?
That's kind of a sad, tragic story, but I forgot to put the duck up one night, and I moved a lot, and I accidentally rode over, and I smothered the duck, and unfortunately, he died overnight.
Oh, wow. So you killed your pet duck.
Unfortunately, I you know, it's not a laughing matter. However, it's just something I just fell asleep and forgot to put him back in his cage.
Well, rip your pet duck. So, what was the hardest part of growing up for you?
Well, just growing up, when I was younger, of course, financially, it was 8 siblings, including myself and my mom and dad. So there was 10 of us in a household, and my mom and dad didn't have, you know, a lot of allocations of funds. So my dad was the only one working, and it was very difficult for us to live within one household.
Yeah, that's kind of how we're living right now, don't you think? With 9 people in the house?
No, I don't think so, but our house is much bigger than the house that I grew up in.
That's pretty cool. That's saying, like, you've really grown from just going from your house to this new, brand new house.
Yes, I agree. Definitely, you know, it is a lot bigger, this house. And, you know, and thankfully I have a career that pays me a great amount of money and, you know, I have a very successful career.
That's pretty cool, Dad. I'm glad to hear that you did all that. So how was it like growing up with a lot of people in the house?
It had its struggles, to be honest with you. At the time when I was younger, and I had my other 7 siblings, we only had 1 restroom. So, and actually within the siblings, I had 4 sisters, and with me it was 4 brothers. And as most of you guys can imagine, living with girls, they take a long time in the restroom. So we were always fighting with our sisters to get out of the restroom because they took forever.
Yeah, you should ask my sister how long she takes in the restroom.
I know, sometimes I hear it.
So, what would you do when you were bored, though?
Well, back in the time, because, you know, I am closer to 50 years old, but when I was your age, around 16, 15, most of the time we would go outside and ride our bikes, play in the backyard, and just be in the street. We played football, basketball, soccer, whatever it was. We just got out and hung out with our neighbors, you know, within the area that we lived in.
Well, you don't see that around here that many days now, because most of the kids are just inside playing games.
Yeah, I mean, times have really changed, you know. From the, you know, our kids seeing them, not many kids go outside anymore. Technology is really advanced and, you know, further than it ever has when I was your age.
Yeah, it really has. It's really changed people, too.
Yes, agreed.
So, how was middle school growing up for you?
Middle school, I went to a public middle school in HISD, and, you know, to be honest with you, it was a struggle. I wasn't fortunate, as you are, to go to a private school. You know, like I mentioned, my parents didn't have enough funding to send us to private school. And it was a little bit of a struggle because we had to go and we had to deal with all the elements of anything that was going on there, whether it was crime, just a student having a bad day, or trying to learn something.
Did anyone ever try and hurt you while you were inside the school?
I mean, we did have our fights, and we had, disagreements. However, we worked through. I mean, no one ever really hurt me, but I did get suspended a couple of times and got in trouble.
Oh, Dad. You're a little thug, aren't you?
Nope, I'm not a thug.
Not no more.
No, I never was.
So, did you ever have any problems in school or outside of school?
No, I mean, besides not really, besides the fighting in school, but outside, never outside. I knew everybody.
Well, okay. So, how was your faithful life while you were growing up?
Well, my mom and dad always took me to the Catholic church. So I grew up in a Catholic church, and I was always there every Sunday.
Just like us, like how we are.
Yeah, I modeled my parents, and want to make sure you guys get the same Catholic faith.
That's pretty cool. So how was your high school experience?
High school was kind of a bounce around. There was a lot of gang activity. I went to a high school, HSD, called Sam Houston High School, and there was a lot of gang activity there. So I had to move and go to another school and live with my aunt, use her address.
Wow. Did you ever do anything bad while you were in school?
I mean, besides skipping and fighting, I did skip school and thought I was cool to hang out with the bad kids.
Did you ever drop out of high school?
Yeah, unfortunately, I did. I made a decision that I thought I knew more than the school knew, and I decided to drop out and not go to school anymore.
So what influenced you to drop out of high school?
Just hanging around with the wrong people and doing the wrong things. I thought they were cool, and I thought that's what was the best thing to do in my life, and now I realize that it's not.
Well, I'm glad you realized that. So what did you do after dropping out of high school?
I just worked. I worked different in-and-out jobs and just trying to make money. And then eventually I just decided, hey, I need to go back to school and get my GED.
Did anyone inspire you?
Well, that's when I met your mom. And your mom, she was in college. And I just knew that I needed to do something, greater for myself to make sure I stay with her.
Wow, that's really cool of you. I'm really glad you did that.
Yeah, me too. I am.
What inspired you to become a police officer?
It's a childhood dream. I used to always watch cop shows, see all these things on TV, these cartoons, and I've always wanted to be a police officer since I was little. So, I applied at the Houston Police Department, and 2003 I started the police academy, and it's been an adventure, and I'm still there. It's my 21st year this year with the police department.
Wow, that's a lot of years.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So when did you start to grow in your faith life?
Well, of course, it's when I was going to church. But I took all the classes within the Catholic diocese. However, growing up and now, when I get older, you seem to mature a lot more. And I just trust in God more and want to have more faith in myself and for my family.
That's pretty cool. Like me, I'm going through the confirmation classes too.
Yes, you are.
When did you meet my mom?
I met your mom back in church, and it was like 1997. She was a lecturer, and that's where I met your mom at our church that we go to now.
Well, I'm glad you met her.
Me too.
So how was it like dating mom, though?
I mean, it's like I said, I was a dropout. I didn't really have anything going for me, and she was a college-educated student. So I wanted to go back and do something better for myself, and that's what I did. I went back to school to get my GED.
That's pretty cool. What inspired you to have 3 kids?
I mean, it's just always, I never knew my biological dad. However, I did have my stepdad who was considered my dad. But, I've always made a promise to myself that I would always take care of my kids and, be there for them and not abandon my kids. Unfortunately, like the way my dad abandoned me.
I'm sorry to hear that, Dad.
That's understandable.
How do you feel about our family?
I love our family. I think our family's growing. You guys are on the right path, you know, on an educational path and, you know, making the best choices. So I know we have our struggles, but any family does. Is nobody's going to be perfect. There's not a perfect family out there. You know, everybody has to struggle.
That is very true. I struggle in high school right now. Right now I'm struggling a little because exams are coming up. I'm getting a little stressed.
That's understandable. But we got to take a breath. Try to review, like, the, you know, all their homework and handouts, and, you know, try to do our best job. That's the goal of everything.
So, are you proud of the kids you raised?
I'm definitely proud of all the kids I raised. I mean, they've done well, you know, and, you know, not, you know, unfortunately, my oldest son was in trouble one time with the police department, you know, for drinking and driving, but it's a lesson learned, and he's moved on, and he's done a lot better. But the other kids have done great.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that he got into the system, sadly, because no one wants to really go into the system.
Of course.
So, what is one thing you could give me as a life advice?
It's just to be, you know, make sure your character, anybody, you know. You know, your character is who you are. It's what people see all the time, you know, and then also, you know, you're just having the ethics, you know, your ethical value. Make sure that you always doing the right thing, and whether somebody's looking or not, you're just going to do the right thing because it's the moral right thing to do and it's ethically right.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you shared that with me because now you've deepened my knowledge and my personal view of looking at new things, to be honest, because, like, I look up to you. You're my inspiration, and I love you.
I love you too, son. I mean, I think you're doing great. And I know, like I said, everybody has struggles, but you can push forward and you can succeed in life just like, you know, anyone else, like I did.
Well, thank you, Dad, for joining us tonight and being here with me to tell me your life story and to give me inspiration. So I want to thank you for coming out.
Well, thank you so much for having me tonight. And, you know, thank you for all the listeners that are out there, you know, and just understand, guys, it's all a struggle and everybody else, you know, does have, you know, some kind of faults. But just know that to keep the straight path and that God will always, you know, help you and pray, because ultimately God is the one that's going to be there for us at the end. And he's our creator and he's our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Dad. I really want to thank you for being here.
Thank you, son.
I hope y'all have a good night. This is Emmanuel Gomez and Frank Gomez signing off.